Good evening and welcome to the Hour of the Time. This is Pauline Mull.
And I'm William Cooper. Good evening, folks. I don't know what I'm doing here. I guess this is supposed to be a big night or something. This is our last broadcast of the
year,
of the century, of the millennium, of the week, and of the month. I mean, it's the last broadcast today, too. The last broadcast of the day, week, month, year, century, and millennium. But don't get all worked up about it. It's just another day, folks. Millennium doesn't exist except in your mind. And January 1st will be just another day of another month, of another week, of another year. And life as we know it will go on. The sky is not falling. It is not the end of the world. At least I don't think so, unless Pauline knows something that I don't know.
I don't know anything. I know it's not going to end.
It's not going to end,
it's
she said.
It's not going to end.
Yeah, that's right. How could it possibly end? I mean, you know, gee, can't believe it. And I look around out there today, and life is going on as usual, and people are going about their business. A lot of empty shelves in the grocery stores. Oh, you know what I forgot to do? I forgot to plug this in because we're going to take calls tonight. Let everybody else get in on this really great show. gee. Well, you heard it last. How'd you like the spoof I did last night? I had no idea what I was going to do. Did you listen to it, Pauline?
I heard some of it. I was kind of busy, so. But when I was listening to it, I asked him if that was really Bill talking, because it did sound like him. So I had him turn it up because he was talking so low. But I enjoyed what I got to hear of it.
I had some strange email today.
Oh,
people sent me email wondering if I was okay, if I had dropped acid or. I'm serious. Somebody thought that. You see, listening on shortwave, you don't catch everything. So if my voice sounds weird and I'm talking and what sounds like nonsense to people, they get worried.
Well, we got two phone calls last night. I know from California asking if that was really you or not. So.
Yeah, folks, it was me. I had no idea what I was doing. I had no script. All I knew is I wanted to spoof everything. I wanted to spoof all the religious fanatics. I wanted to spoof the ufology people. I wanted to spoof the Y2K thing. I wanted to spoof NASA because everything they send to Mars never works. And, I wanted to spoof all the, what's his name that's running a Philadelphia time machine dude, because our hero last night came on a long, long journey from a long time ago in the future. It was a lot of fun. I winged it. I made up the whole thing as I went along, and I had a great time. I just sat here and got close to the microphone and closed my eyes and made it all up. And it was fun. I had to open my eyes every once in a while because I knew it had to end before the end of the hour. And the best way to end it was just have the dude die in front of the microphone and have you wonder if anybody ever heard the tape. So, I don't know. Did anybody ever hear the tape? It was fun. It's just, that's the kind of stuff I like to do. I'd rather do that than all the stuff that I've always done. But if I didn't do the stuff I've always done, then probably 90% of the people who are awake today wouldn't be awake. Because 90% of everything that you hear from everybody else was all stolen from me because I did it years ago before they even knew what a microphone looked like. And I'm talking about every single one of them. Without fail. It's incredible. And there were people who came from me, too, before me. There were people a long time ago sounding the warning. And so I can't take all the credit. But I can take a huge amount of credit for waking up the people who are awake in this nation today. That I can do, and I'm proud of that. What are we going to do tonight, Paulie? You had some stuff you wanted to talk about, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I wanted to thank everyone out there for all the kind words and the cards that you have sent in to us.
Well, you get a lot of them.
I did. I did get a lot. And I want to thank everyone for their prayers and for their lovely thoughts and stuff. So, thank you. Also, while my husband was sick at that time, I guess the phrase is burning the candle at two ends, and that's what I did. So, I'm kind of hurting myself right now. So what I want to let you folks know is when you do, I just went brain dead. when you mail in your orders and stuff, what I'm doing now is, at the time I was working three jobs. I was helping Bill out, then the lady I take care of, and I was also working three graveyard shifts in place of my husband while he was away. So I'm going to only be helping Bill out one day out of the week. And all your orders will be going out on Friday, so be patient with me too, please. And that's really it. Have a happy New Year. You know, and just thanks for everything.
Yeah, it'll be fine, folks. Don't worry about your orders getting out. Pauline is very efficient and very fast. And by the way, everything that was here went out today, and there wasn't that much. I mean, everything's gone. Every order that's been in, even the last late minute ones that came in just before Christmas. All gone, guys. All gone. Nanner, nanner, nanner. You're going to get some packages, and I hope it's what you ordered, because if it's not, we're in trouble. Okay, we'll be right back to take your calls right after this. It's the Millennium. You belong to me.
You give your love to me.
Yep, that's why you're there.
Tonight, the light of love is in your eyes.
Oh, shucks.
But will you love me tomorrow?
The question is, will you love all those liars tomorrow? Pauline, get that hair dryer out of my ears. By the way, Crusher and I do greet the sun every morning. Every morning, Crusher and I are walking the perimeter, watching the sun come up.
You know, while you're out there watching the sunset come up, I'm right there with you.
Crusher's a sunrise nut. I can look out and tell when Pauline gets up, the smoke starts rising out of her chimney. In fact, I can tell when everybody gets up. Well, jeepers, you know, the phones are open, guys. 520-333-4578 is the number. The last broadcast of the night. And the week. And the month. And the year. And the century. And the... the millennium. This is truly the hour of the time. 520-333-4578 is the number. You know what? I think I've got all these ringers on, and we don't want those on. They'll blast us right out of here. Let's see. How do I do that? I think, yep, that turns that off. Let's see. That turns that off. So now all we'll see is the light. And then... we can pick up the phone. Good evening, you're on the air.
Oh, Bill, great show last night.
Oh, thank you. You know what Alan Weiner said about it?
Oh, what did Alan Weiner say about it?
He said, that was cute.
Oh, probably from you leaving him with the dead air at the end there.
Yeah, he had to rush to get something on the air. I told him, no, it wasn't supposed to have anything on the air. It was supposed to be the guy died at the microphone.
Oh, I just thought it was, you know, it took about 5 minutes, you know, to really figure out it was you doing a shtick there. And then, here up in Northeast Ohio, we used to have a fellow on Friday night called the Get Down Man. And he would every Friday night, you know, encourage everybody to get down. And that's what you reminded me of last night was the Get Down Man getting down.
I like that. That's a good name.
But, I thought myself, you know, hollering at the radio, get down, Bill, get down. But I just wanted to call for the last show of the night there and the century and the decade and the whole bit and wish you all there a happy new year.
Well, thank you. Happy new year to you.
Okay, so. Good night.
Good night. Thanks for calling. I guess Pauline has just become the button pusher.
Well, that's fine. Gives me something to do.
Took a long time before she'd push those buttons, I got to tell you. 520-333-4578. Yep, Alan Weiner said last night's broadcast was cute. I thought that was cute.
I thought it was pretty good.
I thought Alan Weiner was cute. Anyway, here we are. Greeting the night before New Year's. Greeting the night before New Year's Eve, I guess you can call it. And I've been listening to the radio. Oh, man, it's incredible. People are ranting and raving out there, scared to death. Oh, they're just attacking patriots and militias and Christians and religious organizations on the television even. The ADL is working overtime putting out these press releases that these stupid, no-brain, empty-headed, talking heads just pick up and read right over the air like it was some kind of fact. And at the end of all of them, and this is what's really... this is the hooker here. At the end of all of them, they always say, of course, there's no evidence that any of these groups are planning anything or are engaging any terrorist activities. They always say that right at the end, after they've gone through several minutes of just absolutely demonizing people. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Cooper and Pauline.
Hello.
I thought last night was great, too.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, not too much going on for Y2K over here. We went to the store and got a few groceries tonight, and there were some things that were kind of empty, but other than that, not too bad.
Well, that's good. Are people behaving where you're at?
Yeah, it seems to be. Nobody's going crazy.
By the way, while we're on the subject, well, I'll wait till your phone call is over. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just, as normal over here, and I'm in Florida.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Have you seen any of the tanks that the Highway Patrol parked around to scare people?
Not at all.
I understand they parked about 12 of them all over the state, and they parked them in places where they're very conspicuous, and the public almost breaks their neck as they drive by with this tank sitting beside the road.
No, I haven't seen any.
Well, good. Maybe you're in an area where they won't be using any stupid stuff like that.
I'm about 50 miles north of Orlando.
Yeah. You know, if they start using tanks against the American citizens, I'll get on the air and tell everybody how to stop them. I know how to do it.
Okay, I'll be listening.
And I will. I won't do that if they don't. But if they start using tanks against American citizens, I'll get on the air and tell you how to stop those. I'll tell you how to stop those tanks real quick. It's easy. You could do it mainly with household stuff. Okay.
Well, I hope you guys have a great New Year.
Oh, you too. Happy New Year.
Take care.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Well, folks, this I got to do. This is a warning. I want you all to listen to this. Don't panic. Don't panic. This has nothing to do with Y2K. This has to do with the idiots out there. The idiots. Go ahead and punch the button, and we'll put that call on hold, and they can hold while I do this. Listen to me very carefully, folks. Analysis of facts, patterns of past activity, attempts by known terrorists to cross our borders, law enforcement sources, and the international socialist agenda leads to the conclusion that there will most certainly be major terrorist attacks over the New Year holiday. I'm very serious about this. Successful attacks will result in property damage, numerous injuries, and probably a great many deaths. We advise you, we advise you strongly to stay home or go somewhere. Remember our admonition, if you're a patriot leader or a known patriot, don't be caught home over these holidays. Don't be there, just in case, you know. They could just go around the country and pull all the switches and won't have anything to do with Y2K, or they can blow up some atomic bomb in New York City or something and then go around the country telling everybody that patriots did it and round everybody up. There's nothing to be afraid of if you just take the proper precautions. Don't be home. Maybe one reason why everybody's telling you to stay home. Have you been listening to the mayors and the FBI and the police and all that telling you to stay home? Don't be home, but don't be out in these other places either. If you have to venture out, stay away from large events, large crowds, crowded areas, famous landmarks, etc. Use good judgment in all things that you may do this weekend. Let me say that again. Use good judgment in all things you may do this weekend. And be advised, there will be police roadblocks all over the country. There will be police roadblocks all over the country. There is most likely to be a lot of unlawful and unconstitutional police activity and very feverish federal activity. They will be looking to pin anything and everything that may or may not happen on Christians, American militias, and loyal patriots. So don't do anything that might get you suspected, detained, arrested, wounded, or killed by the Nazi SS goose-stepping Gestapo jackbooted thugs. I'm going to read this one more time before the broadcast is over. And this warning will be in effect until January the 10th,
2000.
January the 10th. What year?
2000.
2000. That's going to be hard for me to learn. Okay.
Our caller.
Yeah, we got a caller. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Renee in Michigan.
Hi, Renee.
I'm not quite sure what to add after all of that.
About covers it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it just about covers it. Unfortunately for Kyle and I, we're going to be the brave souls, and we will be here at the farm. We have reasons to stay here, and I guess if it's our time and they come for us, well, then...
Take some of them with you.
Well, that's exactly right. Good Lord willing, we'll make it through the new year without any problem.
That's what I think is going to happen. But I think there will be some major terrorist attacks. You see, these terrorists operate in cells. So far, they've caught three members of one cell.
Right.
One cell. They're all in the same cell.
Well, this is a good opportunity for all kinds of interesting things to occur.
Yeah, you got the white supremacists, you got the black supremacists,
right.
You got the Asian supremacists, you got the Jewish supremacists, you got the you got some wacko crazy people out there all over the place.
Right. Well, we figure for us probably the safest place to be is here with our farm, and I guess if I'm going down with my horses and my dogs and my animals that I love dearly, and we'll all just die together.
I'm going down holding on to Pauline's leg. She's not getting away, boy.
Yeah, I'll be fighting them off while he's holding on to that leg.
Well, the reason I called was to wish you a very happy new year. And if we don't hear you Monday night, that we have listened to you for many years. You have been an excellent teacher for us. You have kept our butts in line, and you have taught us how to think again.
Well, thank you. That's probably the best compliment that anyone has ever paid me, and I'm a little humbled by that, as a matter of fact.
Well, we respect you. We respect your opinion. We respect that you tell us to go out and research. You have definitely opened our eyes to a lot of things, and I just wanted to call and tell you that we appreciate you greatly, and if the people out there can't get their heads out of the sand, then I really feel sorry for them.
Actually, it's another place they've got their heads, but
yeah,
we won't mention that on the air.
I was just being polite. Well, Pauline and Tim and Bill, take care of yourselves, and we're praying for you.
Thank you. Don't forget Doyle.
Oh, no. Won't forget Doyle and the dogs and Annie and Pooh.
And remember, every day is Be Kind to Cable Man Day.
That's right. That's right. Take care, and we hope to hear you Monday night.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. What a compliment.
That was very nice.
I don't know what to say now.
I didn't bring any tissues. So.
I do want to tell you that if I'm alive, ladies and gentlemen, you will hear me Monday night at the same time, simply because they can shut off all the power they want. It won't stop us from broadcasting because we got all the power we need right here. And I think we got another phone call there. Dave, you want to do this one?
Yes. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I would like to ask a question about the Vatican and the Pope. What do you think about his dealings in the millennium in Jerusalem?
What are his dealings in the millennium in Jerusalem?
Well, he's going to be over there in March 20th through the 21st. And I just wanted to know your thoughts on the Vatican, how it deals in the New World Order.
Well, the Vatican is trying to help bring about one world government. The Vatican wants one world government, and they don't care how it comes about. Once they have world government, then they'll fight behind the scenes to see who sits on the throne of the world. And, of course, the Vatican wants that person to be the Pope.
Okay,
they make no secret of that. They make no secret of it whatsoever. The Pope, in fact, lays claim to the world.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. That's no secret, and that's no knock against Catholics either. It's the truth. Catholics believe that the Pope should rule the world. They always have. At one time, the Pope did rule the world. And that's what the Vatican's about now. They'd love to do that. I don't want anybody ruling the world. I think everybody ought to tend to their own business and have their own countries and their own cultures And eventually, I think over a long period of time, all these things that they're trying to manipulate us into doing against our will naturally come about peacefully. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper.
Hello.
Captain Audio calling from outside the capitalist beltway. There are three small listeners that would like to extend their millennium greetings to the radio audience and yourself.
Well, great.
They would be Yo-Yo, Doo-Doo, and Spitball, in that order.
Say hello to Mr. Cooper.
Hi, Mr. Cooper.
Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
That must have been Yo-Yo.
Yeah.
Is that what they call you? Or did he just make that up?
It's a little nickname my dad gave me when I was little.
Oh, I see. Kind of like I call my daughter Pooh. Yeah, okay. Anything else? Hello?
Nothing really, no.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you. Bye, here's my brother.
Okay.
Bye, Happy New Year.
Hi.
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 Mr. Cooper.
Hi, how are you?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I named my bird after you.
You did. Well,
our bird.
Wow.
What kind of bird do you have?
Cockatiel.
Oh, I know why you named him after me. Because he probably makes a lot of noise, huh?
I used to have a cockatiel, but his name was Pancho Villa.
Pancho Villa. Well, that's neat. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Here's my sister.
Okay.
Hi, Mr. Cooper.
Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hugs. Lots of hugs. Can you feel those hugs coming through the microphone?
Yeah.
All right. I guess you're all wrapped up in hugs.
Mm-hmm. How old are you?
I'm going to be 6 tomorrow.
Wow. That's
happy birthday.
That's a neat age.
Yeah.
I remember when I was 6, I liked it a lot. I had my first girlfriend when I was 6.
Oh.
We used to sit on the steps and talk. That's all we did. Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And thank you.
Don't talk to my dad.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Put the old...
Well, thanks so much, Mr. Cooper. These guys listen to you, and they were really anxious to speak with you on Worldwide Radio tonight.
Well, great.
And so...
did they hear the broadcast last night?
Yes, in fact, we all did.
And what did you think?
I'm sorry, say again?
How'd the children like it?
Oh, well, they were compelled, and they didn't last the full hour. But...
they seldom do. My daughters never did either.
No, they...
unless they were doing it with me.
I was interested to know who the author was, and you said earlier in this broadcast that it was impromptu, and then I would have to take my hat off and salute you for that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it was. I just made it up as I went along. I just had a good time.
I think that was really very interesting, and so with that, I will just say to everyone listening that, yeah, it's the millennium. It's not a really big deal, but...
no, it's just another day.
I'll be at home, and the cork will fly at midnight, and we'll get up the following day, and life will be normal.
Yeah, and you might, all of you listening, you might want to sit down and figure out who whipped up all this bullshit about the millennium. Who tried to make just this next day something that it's not? And those are the people you better watch out for. Most of it came from the government and the FBI and the police departments. Did you know that, folks? Well, it's true. And the mayors. Okay, thanks a lot for your call.
Thank you so much, sir.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good night.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you all.
520-333-4578 is the number. It will still be the number on Monday. Oh, boy, I got to tell you, I tuned in on the internet, and I tuned in on the shortwave, and I just tuned in on the regular AM FM radio, and it's Millennium Fever has got people in its grip, and they're going crazy. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, yes. I was wondering what your opinion is about that Pluto, since that planet. Also, what your opinion is on the what so many refer to the Noah's Ark on the Mount Ararat. Thank you, and happy New Year.
Wait a minute. What's your first question?
About the Pluto, since that planet. Plutonium.
Plutonium. You mean plutonium sent to Jupiter?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow night, won't we?
Okay, I hope it doesn't work.
I hope it doesn't work either. Nobody knows if it's going to work. Some people say it will, some people say it won't.
Yeah.
But that's why they sent it, I'll tell you that. And that's why, right at midnight...
That's why what?
That's why right at midnight tomorrow night, NASA planned for it to plunge into Jupiter, right at the millennium. Isn't
uh-huh.
That, isn't that strange?
Yeah. Also, what's your opinion on the, what many refer to the Noah's Ark and,
I have no idea. You know, if there really was a Noah's Ark, and I, you know, think there may have been, I doubt that it would last this long.
Well, didn't they have...
I mean, we can't even find a boat that...
I was going to say, because I thought, and I could be wrong, too, but I thought I watched on the History Channel, they found the Ark someplace.
Well, you got to remember that the History Channel is not vouching for anything that they show. What they do is they purchase films made by private producers, and most of them have an agenda. Most of the people who produce these films of Noah's Ark being found on some mountain over there in Turkey have a religious agenda that they're trying to fill. They're trying to prove a portion of the Bible as being true. And in religion, that's really not necessary. Religion is based upon faith.
Faith.
If you think you've got to prove it, then, you know, you don't believe it yourself, most probably. You try to prove it to himself, whoever it is.
Makes me wonder what the agenda would be about what some claim is photographs taken, some rare photographs or what have you, or rare sightings and all that.
Of what sightings?
Rare sightings.
Rare sightings? Oh. Most of them are fake.
Uh-huh.
Most of them have been proven to be fake. There's some that nobody can tell what's on them or whether it's fake or not. I'm talking about all kinds of things. Big feet, UFOs, dragons and, you know, lizard men and all kinds of weird stuff over the ages that people have claimed were true.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, well, I hope we all make it well.
Okay.
New Year's. Thank you very much.
Happy
You're
New
welcome.
Year.
Some happy new year. Whatever happened to Sugar Bear?
Sugar Bear is guarding the flank.
Okay, terrific. Well, happy new year.
Tell him about Sugar Bear.
Sugar Bear is down at the other end making his own circle.
He guards the flank. Anybody comes over the tip of the hill, Sugar Bear will let us know before they get even to the top.
Okay, terrific. The same with our dogs. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Everybody's got a job here.
Sugar Bear does have his job.
And he does a good job, too, by golly. If they get past Sugar Bear, they got to deal with Crusher. And I got to tell you, I wouldn't even try it if I had a machine gun. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. How are you?
I'm fine.
Long time no talk to you. You know, I taped your show last night. And I took it down. All the kids, there's a small college not too far from where I live, and we went down to Hardy's last night, and I took this tape along, and I got a sharp cassette recorder, and I took it along with me, and I played this thing for them. And they really couldn't believe it. They started out, you know, it was kind of, you didn't know where you was going there at first.
Uh-huh.
We sat there for an hour, and they listened to this tape. And believe it or not, I sold 20 copies of that thing for $5 a copy.
Wow.
So I'm going to make the tapes. I've made part of them today, and I'm going to turn them into them tomorrow night. They want them before 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
What a surprise.
So I didn't know whether whether you had the thing copyrighted or not, and that's the reason I wanted to call you.
You were sitting in a public restaurant playing this, and all these people were gathered around listening?
Well, it's college kids that hangs out there because they ain't got nothing to do this week. It was in Hardee's.
Yeah.
We were in a Hardee's, and I just set the thing up on the...
Well, that's a restaurant, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a hamburger joint.
Yeah.
And I played this thing, and believe it or not, I got 20 copies. I sold 20 copies of that thing at $5 a clip.
Well, that's great.
But I told them I wanted to check first and see if it was copyrighted or anything before I made them.
Did you know that the traffic was so heavy on the internet with people trying to listen to that show that people were getting bounced off for the first time?
Well, I enjoyed it, and I got a good clear copy of it. Because I got a DX390.
Uh-huh.
You're coming in clear as a crystal here tonight.
Well, great.
And I got a good copy of it. I may just send you a copy if you didn't make one.
Oh, yeah, we always make one. Every once in a while, one gets destroyed or copied over or ruined or misplaced or something. But we got that one. No, it's not always your fault. I think Pauline, you know, when she first started, I think she lost one or something. And then the other day, I left one that wasn't labeled. And she thought it was blank and probably copied over it. So we, at all that time, we lost two. Big deal.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you don't think that these college kids and high school kids get a kick out of that, you just take it somewhere and play it for them.
Well, I'm glad that everybody liked it. I really am. I enjoyed doing it. I had a lot of fun.
Well, I hope you do another one these days. I enjoyed it, too. Because I've heard you talking on these things before, and I knew where you were going when you started, so I said, well, I'm just going to take this whole thing and see how it turns out.
Yeah, the only thing I really knew was what I wanted to say. I just didn't know how I was going to get there.
Well, the lingo you use, though, is just what they go for.
Yeah, well, good.
So, thanks a lot, Bill.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Thanks for taking it down to Hardee's and playing it. Okay, everybody, that's your assignment tonight. Take your recording of last night's broadcast down to the local restaurant. Play it for everybody. And, you know, sell the copies and keep the money. I don't care. 520-333-4578 is the number. You're on the air.
Well, it looks like we've got an answer to Andy Griffiths, and then there was football and other great classics like that. So that's quite the thing. But, you know, he struck an important nerve there, Bill. And I'm not going to draw a map for you, but the high school and college audience, that's the audience to pursue.
Well,
we both know.
You're absolutely right. And that's one of the reasons I've used some of the music that I use on my broadcast, because we've captured a lot of young folks going through the bands just with the music. They hear the music, they listen, the song's over, and they're waiting for another song to start, and somebody starts talking, me, and sometimes they get hooked. The future belongs to them. I'm 56 years old. You know, there's only a few years left that I can fight. I mean, how many years you got left that you can fight?
Well, not more than you, I'm afraid.
And if they're not willing to fight for their own future, if they don't understand what's happening, then they're going to be enslaved when we're all out of the picture, because we're going to be the last generation that really knows what's
Well, that's my Georgetown coffee houses and internet parlors,
the trick,
computer labs. That's where
the trick is,
where
getting
the battlefield
them,
is.
Yeah, the trick is getting them to listen. They've all read my book. My book is the best-selling underground book in the history of publishing in this country. Maybe even the world. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to let you go, but I just want to say one thing. I'm betting against the Jupiter experiment. The Shoemaker Levy comets didn't set it off, and I'm going to tell you that kinetic energy imparted more energy than...
Oh, that's not what it's all about. It's not about the energy. It's about the fuel needed for a fusion reaction. There isn't any on Jupiter. The Galileo probe will deliver the fuel that's necessary for a fusion reaction. That's what a sun is.
Well, I know what a sun
so
is.
So you can bombard it with all the comets and stuff that you want and create all the tremendous energy that's worth more than 50,000 hydrogen bombs, but there still won't be the fuel delivered that's necessary to make it work.
No, plutonium is a fission fuel. What you're talking about is... getting up to the 4 million electron volts or...
Plutonium is also a fusion fuel if the pressure is great enough around it.
Yeah, but you're talking about, 10 or 15 kilograms of plutonium. That's not going to burn for long.
I don't know. All it has to do is burn long enough to create a chain reaction with the hydrogen that's in Jupiter, and that will keep it going.
Okay, that's what you're driving at, but what I'm trying to tell you is those comets hitting...
Well, I'm not trying to argue against you.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to make you change your belief that nothing will happen. Personally, I don't think anything will happen either. But what I was trying to explain to you is that's what they're trying to make happen, and that's the theory behind it.
I understand the theory behind it fine. I've studied a lot of H-bombs, two-stagers and three-stagers. And
uh-huh.
That's what they're trying to, that's what allegedly they're trying to do.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I don't think there is enough gravitational field for the inertial confinement that would be needed.
That's the argument. Well, it's not gravitational field, it's mass, according to the scientists. That's the argument that the scientists who argue against it being able to happen use, is that there's not enough mass in Jupiter to create the pressure to sustain the fusion reaction.
That's right, and that's the one this scientist is using, too.
Yeah, but since nobody's ever done it, nobody really knows. They're all guessing. I've had other scientists that are equally as great and equally credentialed say that, yes, it's possible that it could happen. So nobody knows. We won't know until it either happens or it doesn't, will we?
we'll know soon enough, won't we?
That's right. But I wouldn't worry about it.
Later, alligator.
Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
520-333-4578 is the number. Yeah, all this stuff is incredible. How they timed it all to happen right at the millennium. Isn't that incredible? You think there's no such thing as conspiracy? Hey, boy, your head is so far up your in the ground, in the sand. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I just want to know, what's your thoughts on Y2K? What do you think is going to happen?
Are you a new listener? Is this the first time you ever heard this show?
No, sir. I've listened to you before. But
then you should know.
Well,
I made no secret of it. Y2K is a non-issue. It's a zero, zip, zilch, nothing.
Okay.
The idea that the world is going to end because the year date is wrong in a computer is so absolutely ludicrous that it's incredible.
Right.
Why would an airplane fall out of the sky because it said 1900 instead of 2000 in the computer?
Right.
The pilot might have to navigate by hand because his navigational computer will be computing the stars and navigational aids if it's going by stars wrong. But if they're going by electronic navigational aids, nothing will happen. And even if it does, pilots are trained to navigate. They know how to navigate.
Exactly. So it's really irrelevant to have extra supplies or anything like that. That's all high.
Everybody should always have extra supplies. If you love your family, you must be able to protect them against any unforeseen emergency. What if there's a flood?
Exactly.
What if there's a hurricane or a typhoon? What if there's an earthquake? What if we're attacked by some foreign country that drops atomic bombs on us and you're going to sit around with your thumb in your ear saying, oh, gee, I wasn't prepared because it wasn't Y2K. We only have to get prepared for Y2K. We don't have to worry about anything else.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. And I wasn't trying to make fun of him or ridicule him. I was trying to make a point to the whole entire listening audience. You know, if you love your family, you don't wait until the emergency happens to say, oh, gee, we need some spare water. You want to take this one, Pauline?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello? Shut it off. It's the duty clown. There's always a duty clown. Got to have a millennium clown out there. He's all painted up like Father Time, yes, sir, carrying his sift and calling radio shows and not saying anything because he's bashful, you know.
Well, okay. You know what? I want to tell all my children Happy New Year because I'm not going to be with them this year. They're out visiting their grandparents and my stepkids, Kayla and Corey. And
children.
Children. Children. I am so sorry. First time I said kids.
I've never seen a goat running around your house yet, and I don't expect to see one in the near future.
You know what? There was one under the bed. You didn't look.
I'll look, Lisa.
But anyways, I want to wish Kayla and Corey and Greg Happy New Year since we won't be able to see them and my other children that are with their grandparents.
So. Great. Happy New Year from me, too.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, it's
hello.
Turn off your radio. Yeah, something wrong with your phone.
I don't.
Shut it off. Something wrong with your phone. You need to get a good phone. Or forget calling. 520-333-4578. He's probably on a cell phone down in a hole somewhere. That's what it sounded like. It sounded like he was on a cell phone driving in a car or something. 520-333-4578. And this is the great last broadcast of the day program. Oh, my goodness. And, by the way, it's also the last broadcast of the week.
And the year.
And the year.
And the millennium.
And the boogaboo, the big millennium, you know. Boy, what are all these people going to do when they wake up Saturday morning and the Messiah's not here like they've been claiming he's coming?
Probably some might be disappointed. I don't know.
Oh, they're going to be so disappointed. I don't know why they do that.
I know what I'm going to be doing.
You know how I know he's not coming?
How?
And I don't care which Messiah it is, because he said, when you think I'm coming, I won't be there. That's, you know, paraphrased, but accurate. You don't believe me? Read the book. I read the book. It's a good book. 520-333-4578 is the number for your millennium call. Your chance to get your voice on the last hour of the time of the millennium. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm not really worried about the Y2K, but I know a lot of people are. And when I talk to them, I hit them with things that they should worry about. Like, we're about 150 miles from an old SAC base. I say, you need to drive over that way and watch it be blown up, because the Russian nukes are going to start spewing about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And they just look at me like I'm crazy. But they're the ones worried about it, not me. I think if they're going to worry about it, they should get into it and really worry about it.
Really worry about what?
Oh, this Y2K thing.
Well, there's nothing to worry about.
Well, I know, but the people that I know that are worried about it, they won't really think about what they're worried about.
Well, that's because they can't think.
And I ask them, I say, now, if you're prepared, and you have all this food and water, and somebody comes to your door with a gun, are you ready to kill them to protect your water and food?
Of course they're not.
And they won't think about it that way.
They won't think about it that way. And what they'll do is they'll say, come on in and take everything, but please don't hurt us.
Yeah, it's a mess.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get up early in the morning and watch. And I'm going to watch New Zealand and through all the time zones.
No, don't worry. You'll see New Zealand and you'll hear New Zealand on the radio and all that kind of. Even if they lose power, all radio stations have a backup generator. You'll still hear them on the radio.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
And we'll see you in the next year.
Okay.
Bye, Mr. Cooper.
Good night. Thanks for calling. The Russians are going to nuke us tonight. The first time I heard that one, but you know, might as well. Everything else bad's going to. The sky is falling. The Russians are going to nuke us. Y2K into the world. Everything's coming to a stop. Nope. The sewer's even going to stop working.
Yeah, it's funny. When I was in sixth grade, I remember back then they said the world was going to blow up.
Yeah, the world was going to blow up.
And
Yeah. Why?
Well, never happened. But.
Oh, why was the world? Well, the world was going to blow up because of the Cold War. Don't you know? I mean, we had Russia was our enemy, and they were all sitting around the kitchen table plotting on how to destroy the mean Americans.
Mm-hmm. Good evening. You're on the air.
I have a bad connection. I'm trying to talk to Bill Cooper.
Well, who do you think you got?
Well, I can't hardly hear you on this end. I'm
we hear you plenty loud.
Beg your pardon, sir?
We hear you loud and clear.
All right. I think, do you allow a little speculation on Y2K as far as global companies? I believe, and I've worked on this, that there's a major global company that spent over $1 billion coordinating a network system for manufacturing purposes that could not be done otherwise, except for the fact that Y2K scare. It has allowed the computers to be integrated and the satellite system to coordinate various manufacturing.
I think that's inevitable anyway.
Could be.
We're going to a whole global economy, global world governments.
But it is an opportune time to do that. And I just thought perhaps I might give a little insight to other folks.
That may be so, but companies don't need to. Nobody's sitting around watching companies and saying, oh, you shouldn't be linking up your computers and doing global manufacturing. Most people cheer that on.
I'm sorry. I can't really hear you very well. I have a bad connection on the phone here.
Okay.
So I wish you a Happy New Year.
Well, you too.
Keep on trucking.
Happy New Year. Thanks for calling. Well, the Y2K was all cooked up now, so by one company, one global corporation, in order to link all its computers together to have global manufacturing. Well, that's just as sane as all the rest of the bullshit that's flying around. Why not? Let's have that one, too. What else is going on?
People want to believe it, so.
If they want to believe it, no, nothing in the world is going to stop them from believing all this stuff. It's incredible. Even Johnny Lightning got in on it last Sunday. He started spreading the rumor that Alan Weiner sold WBCQ. Oh, it's incredible. You take
good
this
evening. One. You're on the air.
Good evening. This is Monty from Radio Free Vermont.
Oh, I got your bumper sticker you sent.
Cool.
Thanks.
Well, Happy New Year. My New Year's resolution is to continue to help my friends pull their heads out of their collective,
holes in the sand.
Exactly. Well, I, too, am having a hard time hearing you, so I'll hang up. I just wanted to say Happy New Year from Vermont.
Well, Happy New Year to you, Marty.
Let's preserve freedom for the next millennium.
Well, I think you're doing your share.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You have a good evening.
And thanks for calling. That's Monty, Radio Free Vermont. He's woken up a lot of people there with his little micro FM station that we started him with on the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network a few years ago. We started a lot of people broadcasting that never even heard of it, told them how to do it, where to get their equipment, everything. It's great. 520-333-4578. As far as I know, most of them are still broadcasting. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
I'm having a great time. Turn off your radio right now.
It's off.
Okay. What was that feedback?
I don't know.
Well, it was your radio. What's up?
You know, you were making a comment a few callers back about how the Y2K isn't going to be anything.
Yeah.
Which I agree with as far as the computer and all the electronics and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But I think we've got enough nutty people out there that's going to make something out of it.
Oh, you didn't hear me read my warning, did you?
Probably not. I probably tuned in to you late.
Well, I'm going to do it again right after this phone call.
Okay. I live just a few blocks from you, but I work down in the St. John's area, and I know there's quite a few people out there that I worry about a little bit.
There's people all over this country that worry the hell out of me. There are some people who claim to be patriots who aren't patriots at all. They don't even know the meaning of the word, and they got their own agenda, and you better watch out for them.
Oh, and I agree with that.
A lot of them would like to tie most of us to a stake and burn us.
Right, yeah. You know, I just, you know, and I want to reemphasize the importance of making sure that we do have a little bit of extra food and gas and water and all that stuff because of these mess up there. So.
Yeah, well, we should always have that.
Right.
Always. Yeah. I mean, there could be a storm rip through this valley and just, in fact, I understand from some of the old timers here that these things have happened before where they couldn't even get out of their house, the snow was so deep.
I know back in, I believe, 1967 was one of the coldest winters they've ever had here.
Yeah, I think you're pretty, if that's not the right year, it's pretty close from what I've heard, yeah.
But anyway, also, I missed your program last night and was wondering if I could possibly get a tape sent to me or something.
Talk to Pauline.
Okay.
How much is the tape?
Oh, boy, yeah. For a non-member, I believe it's $11.
$11.
Well, I can get that guy settled for me for $5.
Well, yeah, if you can find him.
Him recall me. I'll have him give me, I'll give him my phone number and he can call me back, I guess. Huh?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'd like to get one of those.
Okay. Yeah, just send us $11 and we'll send one right off to you.
Okay.
And you do have the address, do you?
I don't.
It's the hour of the time.
Mm-hmm.
In care of 101.1 FM. That's the station that I assume you're listening to.
Yes, sir.
P.O. Box 940, Eager.
Okay. 940. All right.
85925.
I got that.
Okay.
Yeah, you only live a couple blocks from us.
Oh, yeah, good. Okay. Well, thanks.
All right, appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Okay, here's the warning, folks. I told you I'd read it one more time to you. This is our warning to you. Okay? Nobody gave us this. I wrote this afternoon after studying a lot of things over the last 2 or 3 weeks. The analysis of facts, patterns of past activity, attempts by known terrorists to cross our borders, law enforcement sources, and we have a lot of those, by the way, and the international socialist agenda leads to the conclusion that there will most certainly be major terrorist attacks over the New Year holiday. Successful attacks will result in property damage, numerous injuries, and most probably a great many deaths. We advise you to stay away from all of the hoopla. If you're a known patriot leader or a patriot, don't be caught home, okay? We advise you, if you must venture out, stay away from large events, crowded areas, famous landmarks, etc. Use good judgment in all things you may do this weekend. There will be police roadblocks set up all over the country. There's likely to be an awful lot of unlawful and unconstitutional police activity and the same kind of feverish federal activity. And they're going to be looking to pin anything and everything that may or may not happen on Christians, American militias, and loyal patriots just like they've been doing for the last 10 years. So don't do anything that may get you suspected, detained, arrested, wounded, or killed by these Nazi SS goose-stepping Gestapo jackbooted thugs. And this warning remains in effect until the 10th of January. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm north of Southchoppy, Florida.
Okay.
I understand that once we go global, that our money denomination, it will be called Phoenix.
I have no idea. Never heard that in my whole life.
That came through a Tex Mars video, I believe.
Well, did you
ask? If that be the case, if I have two Phoenix, what should I call it? Sinai or Phoenixes or what?
I'd call it just a little west of Tucson.
Okay. Thank you very much. Enjoy your program. And tell Mr. Armani, if he's still listening, that I got a good look at those Supreme Court justices up there in Vermont, and I shook my head.
Well, good for you.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. And thanks for calling. 520-333-4578. We just got time for one or two more calls. Folks, that's going to be it. 520-333-4578. So if you want to get in on this little celebration tonight, this is the time to do it because we're almost out of time. We got time for me one or two more calls. 520-333-4578. While we're waiting for a call, Pauline is going to entertain you with a belly dance. And
hey, we got a call. Save me.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm a first-time caller.
That
where are you guys located at?
First-time callers are just as good as long-time callers on this program.
Where are we? I'm picking you up on the shortwave.
Yeah, the station is in Maine, and we're in Arizona.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's nice to hear somebody talking some sane sense for a change.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear somebody understands what we're doing.
Well, it's just, you know, it's like all the stuff I've been hearing on these other stations. You just, the way they're delivering the information, it's just like, you know, you can't tell, you know, if they're halfway serious or, and you guys are just talking, you know, just like you're sitting there talking anytime.
You want to know the truth? They're either crazy or they got an agenda. But in either case, they got a screw loose.
I want to tell you something. I work for a local phone company where I work, and I'm not going to say who that is, but they want us at the stroke of midnight to call our pagers, and if our pagers don't work, we're supposed to report ASAP at 12 midnight.
I purposely turned mine off.
Yeah. Go to bed. Throw your pager out the window and go to bed. Listen,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I got to let you go. We're out of time.
All righty. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Good night.
That's it, folks. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Good night. God bless you all. And Happy New Year, Pooh, Annie, and Allison. Good night. God bless you. God double, triple bless you, wherever you're at, and take care of you. And we'll see you on Monday night. Don't panic, folks. Keep a cool head. And keep a cigar ready, just in case Monica comes around.
Oh.
When the night has come and the land is dark.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were Clinton.
Is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall,
it's a miracle, folks. When I said that, I actually saw Clinton's face in the microphone. I guess I shouldn't have told you that, because there's going to be millennium nuts coming up here to see that face in the microphone, and we'll start a whole new religion. A religion of cigars. All kinds of weird stuff. Well, we can see the lights coming. There's a big long line of lights out there. People coming up the hill to see this face of Clinton on the microphone. It's incredible. They're all carrying candles.
I got a 45.
And cigars. And Paul Inch got a 45. Is that a cigar? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, folks.
Stand by. Everybody say a prayer for Ken. He's been sitting on the board all day long. You're listening to 101.1 FM Eager. We now return you to all oldies most of the time.
You don't know what you've got until you lose it. You gave me all your love, but I abused it. And now I'm sorry for the things I didn't say. 'Cause I know now I acted in a foolish way. I do.